And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball as we get ready for Game 2. A very entertaining series between the Houston Astros and our San Francisco Giants. Both teams have 60 wins. The Giants have one less loss, and these are two outstanding teams that will be playoff teams in 2021. Yesterday was a monumental day for the San Francisco Giants. It was the end of the trading deadline, and the Giants got the man they wanted, and that was Chris Bryant from the Chicago Cubs. It went right down to the deadline with 5 minutes to go, and it was Alexander Canario going to the Cubs along with Caleb Killian for the All-Star former MVP Rookie of the Year, Chris Bryant, and he should join the ball club tomorrow. So the big question is, did the Giants do enough? Did they do enough with the starting pitching? Not getting anyone. And did they do enough in that bullpen, which was very, very shaky last night? So we'll talk about that today. But the Giants pick up a very, very good piece of the puzzle in Chris Bryant. There will be some domino effect when Bryant does get to the big leagues, and that should be tomorrow. But we'll see where it goes. But it was a big day on the anniversary of the debut of great number 44, Willie McCovey. We'll talk about that today as well. Well, the Giants lost last night to the Houston Astros 9-6, and it was really a very tough game. 4 hours, and as Raf and I were just talking about it, Kevin Gausman with that long first inning, you knew it was going to be a long night last night. For Gausman, it's really still a question mark. 43 pitches in the first inning, and he left that inning with a 2-0 deficit. But when you looked at what he did that inning and the way he threw the ball, he really was in trouble. And it was only the benefit of getting to the back end of that Houston order that got him out of trouble. But he did discover his fastball, and he relied on his fastball, and that got him through 4 1/3 last night, and he ended up giving up 3 runs to the Houston Astros. But for Kevin Gausman, that is now 3 games for him. 11 2/3 innings, 17 hits, 11 runs, 9 walks, and 16 strikeouts. And you have to wonder what is up with the ace of the staff, because the Giants are going to need him going down the stretch, and they're going to need him to be the Kevin Gausman of what he was in the first 16, 17 starts of the year. Well, the Giants were down 2-0. They got back 2-2. Posey, another big hit for him. But then Jose Altuve. And I'll tell you, if it's Max Muncy, Jose Altuve, Greg Papa and I were texting about this last night, who's a better hitter? I think Pop likes Muncy. I'm going to go with Altuve. Altuve, a big home run for him last night, put the Astros up 3-2. And then he did the coup de grace, a grand slam off of Jay Jackson to put the Astros up 7-2. But this is a Giants ball club that doesn't quit. Whether it's Crawford and Solano combining to make it 7-3, the middle relief of the Astros really, really trouble. And when you look at the middle relief last night for the Astros and their pen in general, 4 innings, 7 hits, couple of runs, 4 runs, but only 2 earned, a walk and 5 strikeouts, 80 pitches in 44 innings. Now, the Giants' pen last night after Gausman, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 3 walks and 4 strikeouts for them, with 2 home runs given up by the bullpen last night. And those 2 home runs ended up really to be game winners as the Giants lost it 9-6. Giants made an error. As I've said many times, boy, this ball club is just so resilient. And I know we say that word a lot. And they come back, they don't chase, and they really are tough outs. But the defense let them down a little bit last night. The bullpen was shaky last night, and against an Astro team with a .339 on base percentage, you can't let that happen because they are going to take advantage of it. They're pretty darn good at the top of that order with Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, and Gurriel, and Michael Tucker, and Correa, and Michael Brantley. These are good ball players, and they can hit the ball, and they can give you a lot of trouble. So the Astros win it last night 9-6, and the win really did have a factor as the Astros had a couple of problems in the outfield and helped the Giants get back in the game. So for Posey, a good game for him last night. Kendall Graveman came in, and of course he's one of the pickups the Astros made for him last night. Four strikeouts. He looked terrific. And then Presley held on in the ninth inning, but the Giants came back in the ninth inning. They were down by a few runs in the ninth inning, and Posey got the base hit off Presley. Yastrzemski got a double. Boy, what a weird night for Yastrzemski last night. He lost track of the count at the plate. He thought it was ball four, and it was actually ball three, and he had to come back and put his gear on again as he was halfway to first base. And then he ended up striking out. But he got a big double in the ninth inning. And then Ruff, boy, I love the way this guy plays, Darren Ruff. He got a base hit to make it 9-6. And the tying runs are on base for Flores, who popped up to short. Crawford struck out. And Solano hit a fly ball to right. But believe me, the Astros had a real sigh of relief to get out of there last night, winning this game 9-6. So old friend Zach Greinke goes to the hill for the Astros today, 37 years old. He goes against Alex Wood, who's won his last four, 30 years old. And we'll talk about both of those pitchers in a minute. But last night, the dust has settled from the games last night and the trade deadline and everything that went on yesterday. What a wild day it was yesterday. The Dodgers ended up losing to Arizona. Yes, losing to Arizona. Now, the Giants are going in there for four next week. Arizona is 7-5 since the break. They're playing a little better. They traded Escobar, and this is a team that is really depleted with COVID issues as well. But somehow or other, the Dodgers are still struggling, and they ended up losing last night in 10 innings, 6-5. The Dodgers are 1-11 in extra innings. They did get Corey Seager back last night. So the Giants lose. They're 64-39. The Dodgers lose. They're 62-43. Four in the loss column, three overall. And San Diego got walloped last night by Colorado and John Gray. And the big thing is Fernando Tatis on a slide into third dislocated that shoulder again. It popped out, and he had to be helped off the field. And we'll find out more about that today. But the Padres end up losing last night to the Rockies 9-4. So they remain 5.5 back and 7 back in the loss column. We've got so much to talk about today. Henry Schulman's going to join us and kind of analyze what the West did at the trade deadline. Did they help themselves enough? Who helped themselves the most? We'll talk about that as we go through the show today. Cincinnati, I like what they did with their bullpen. They got a good game out of Sonny Gray last night. This Jonathan India. Giants had a shot at Jonathan India, but they took Joey Bart instead. Jonathan India leads the National League. I believe he leads or he's second in the National League in on-base percentage. And he had a couple of home runs last night. Young man from the University of Florida. But the big news last night for Cincinnati, Joey Votto homered in his seventh straight game. And he goes for his eighth today, Wade Miley and Rich Hill, the pitchers there in New York, Cincinnati and the Mets. So Cincinnati wins last night. Now, why is it important? They're six games over 500 now, and they are four games behind San Diego, and San Diego's got to be careful here. They didn't go out and really do much for their pitching. They got Daniel Hudson in the bullpen, and they got Adam Frazier offensively, who may be very important now with Tatis out. But Cincinnati Reds, you better watch them. You better watch them. All right, so games today. It'll be a bullpen game for the Dodgers against Merrill Kelly, the best pitcher Arizona's got. Roman Marquez and Darvish, that is Colorado and San Diego. And then, as I said, in New York, it's Wade Miley and Rich Hill. The Giants are 3-4 in this homestand. They're 33-17 at home. Houston is 30-20 on the road, and they do have that on-base percentage of .339. Giants have not hit a home run in four straight games. This has happened before. But it's four straight games for the Giants. They were 5-16 last night with runners in scoring position, and they got their walks last night vis-a-vis the strikeouts as well. Minnesota and Toronto still ahead of the Giants with home runs on the season, but the Giants are stuck now at 151. All right, pitching-wise today, Zach Greinke, 37 years old, making his 481st Major League start, 522nd game. Now, he's been lights out. We know it. At this ballpark, we know what he's done against the Giants. He's a different pitcher at 37. He's more breaking ball, slow stuff, and he's a very smart pitcher. 218 major league wins, 3,065 major league innings. The whip is 1.12. He's 10-3 with a 3.48 earned run average. This is a good challenge for the Giants, as far as I'm concerned, because they don't chase. They don't. And he relies on you chasing that breaking pitch out of the strike zone. Lefty's hitting 188 against him with four homers. Righty's 279 with, listen to this, 14 homers. So he's given up 18 homers in 126 innings, but 26 walks and 93 strikeouts for Zach Greinke. Is he a Hall of Famer? He's pretty close for me. He really is. When you look at how dominant he's been for his career and all the teams he's been with, I think you can make a good argument for him. We'll talk about that in our talkback today. You can run on him a little bit, five stolen bases, one caught stealing. And the first time through, 223 with five homers. Second time through, 241 with nine homers. Third time through, 282 with three homers. He is 21-7 as a Houston Astro. Remember, he came over from Arizona. You look at Yastrzemski, who's really struggling, is another one to talk about today. 4-for-6 off of Greinke. Other side of the coin, we've got Alex Wood today. His 206th major league game, his 156th start. He has been lights out, really, lately for the Giants. They've needed him because DeSclafani and Gausman have struggled a little bit, but this guy hasn't. In July, 22 innings, 18 hits, one homer, eight walks, and 29 strikeouts. The whip on the year is 1.17. He's 9-3 with a 3.65 earned run average. In 17 games this year, 93 innings, which is excellent. Really, it really is excellent. It's not exactly six a game, but he keeps you in the game. He really does. 80 hits, 38 runs given up, only 10 homers, and this is the number I like, 30 walks and 102 strikeouts. He's got to have the slider. He's got to relax. He works quickly, and this Houston team will take their time with him. This is a good game today. This is a very, very good, interesting game today. Zach Greinke and Alex Wood, who is 6-2 at home. Now, righty's 218 with seven homers. Lefty's 266 with three homers. So we'll see what Altuve can do against him. He's 0-for-3 lifetime. Brantley 1-for-3. Gurriel 1-for-3. And Maldonado 2-for-6. Although Maldonado can hit the ball a little bit, but I like when he comes up with runners in scoring position because I think you can deal with them. Six solos of the 10 homers. First time through, Alex Wood, 156 with two homers. Second time, 289 with five. And the third time, 267 with three. And then they basically get him out of there. This is going to be an interesting show today with Henry Schulman as we're going to take apart the Giants' needs right now. And where they stand as we head down the stretch here with 59 games to go, as I said, it is a baseball eternity. So much can happen. We've got injuries to deal with. Belt is coming back. LaStella is coming back. Tony Watson is here now. My philosopher is back. We texted yesterday. He's thrilled to be coming back. But that's going to require a move. What about Aaron Sanchez? Did you see him last night? Can you go down the stretch with that? Who knows if he's got another disabled list, injured list stint coming. But they've got to make some moves to get Bryant on the team, and they'll have to make a move today to activate Tony Watson. So those are some of the things we'll talk about. Good show coming up today. Jeff Blum is going to talk to Bill. Of course, Jeff from Redwood City played at Cal. He's a TV analyst for the Astros. Looking forward to that. Bruce Jenkins will be with us. Paul White. Gordon Wittenmeyer from Chicago. They did more damage yesterday in Chicago than Mrs. O'Leary's cow yesterday as they had the fire sale from the Cubs. And Keith Law will be with us to talk about a lot of the prospects who got traded as well. So much more coming up on this Saturday. We've got baseball. Giants still in first place with three games over the Dodgers. Houston 5.5 over the Oakland A's. And this is a good matchup of these two teams. They will not chase. They will not help you out. You're going to have to pitch against them, and you want to get into the middle of that Houston relief corps. And I'm sure Houston is saying the same thing about the Giants right now, as Jay Jackson and Long struggled a little bit last night. And Garcia gave up the home run, which rarely happens. So we'll see what happens today. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.